solve this mystery.
Would you do it for a Scooby snack?
Fred is the leader who is wearing an ascot. Daphne gets Kenneth and Shag is beatnik. Velma, who all spots clues, is the one who goes jinkies, jinkies, jinkies. We still don't know exactly what it means, and she won't tell us. Each episode we run into a ghost, or a monster, or an ogre, or a castle with a hook. Shag and Scoop meet, they freeze, run away, and then feed, quick feed. While it just those two, Fred and Velma find clues, proving that the monster's not what, but who. Daphne gets captured, as Fred tries to save her, then they catch the bad yellow mask before the whole
thing. Creepy janitor?
Yes, I might have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for these blasted kids and their dog.
Running away from the monsters and eating Scooby snacks. Running away from the monsters and eating Scooby snacks. Look about the guest, feel like Scooby Dumb, Flim Flam, Scrappy Doo, or Cameo. Battle Club got us, Three Stooges, Don Knotsman, and Robin. When Goonies out showing, you know we'll be holding. Hiding in the van, a token up, though they don't show it. When you're endangered every day, here's a message we say, just turn around, run the other way. Don't forget it, cause it's true, all you need to find it. Who remember WWST, what would Scooby do? Hop in the van to find the rational plan, explain in our next supernatural adventure.
In a case like this, Shag and Scoop did exactly the right thing. Let's scram!
Running away from the monsters and eating Scooby snacks. Running away from the monsters and eating Scooby snacks. Running away from the monsters and eating Scooby snacks. Running away from the monsters and eating Scooby snacks.